If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni Di Giovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Netflix looks set to take over Warner Brothers, including their games division. Helldivers 2 manages to liberate your hard drive space. And why Team Cherry probably won't be going to the Game Awards next week, despite being up for 5 prizes. Here is the news for Sunday, 7th of December, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
In some late-breaking news this week, Netflix has announced it's going to acquire Warner Brothers, including all of their game development studios, in a deal that's worth US $82.97 billion. The deal, if it goes through, will bring the developers that make Mortal Kombat, NetherRealm Studios, DC superhero games through Rocksteady, and Harry Potter games through Avalanche Software to Netflix.
This also means HBO, which is making The Last of Us TV series, will be part of the Netflix empire as well. Netflix also includes a bunch of games in the subscription service as well, playing on TV and mobile. While the headline news of this acquisition will likely just keep focusing on TV shows and movies and comics that could be part of Netflix, we'll make sure to keep you updated on anything that impacts the games. A new patch for Helldivers 2 has just cut down on the storage size, which is pretty crazy. For a while now, fans have been struggling with the PC version of the game, including severe performance, technical issues, and a file size that keeps increasing. It started off about 70 gigabytes at launch, and now it's up to about 154 gigabytes. So the devs listened to the complaints and have been working on a series of fixes. And this latest patch has cut down the file size to 23 gigabytes and is now the smallest file size of the game when you compare it to Xbox Series X and S and the PlayStation 5 versions.
It turns out the developers have been duplicating the game assets over time with each update, which was done to help users of older, slower hard disk drives have reasonable loading times and trying to get them to what users with modern solid state drives would experience. They took a look at how it worked in reality, and it really kind of made a minimal difference, so they decided to chop out all that extra stuff. You can test it out now. We'll have a link on the details how you can opt into the PC version, and everything should carry across nicely.
Sure.
Next week, we'll be on the edge of our seats waiting to find out who'll take home the Game of the Year at the Game Awards, but the team behind Hollow Knight Silksong don't think it'll be them. In a recent interview from Bloomberg, Jason Schreier spoke to Team Cherry, co-founders, and said that despite being up for 5 awards, they might not travel across to the Game Awards because they reckon they'll probably lose to Clair Obscur Expedition 33.
Silksong is up for Game of the Year, Best Art Direction, Best Score and Music, Best Independent Game and Best Action Adventure Game, with Clair Obscur being nominated in all but one of those categories. The Game Award winners are determined by a blend of both jury of media publications and public fan voting, so honestly, who knows which way it'll go. We'll still have our fingers crossed, though, that an Australian game walks away with something next week. Death Stranding and Metal Gear Solid 2 creator Hideo Kojima is a tiny little mole in the latest Zootopia movie. In Zootopia 2's Japanese version, Officer Paul Moldebrand is voiced by Kojima in his first time ever doing a dub for an animated film.
Kojima said in a translated interview with Famitsu that he accepted the role without hesitation and described the original Zootopia movie as his favorite film, which he honestly says about like every single film on the whole planet. Like, this guy needs to take a chill pill. He likes everything all the time and just all over the place. Anyway, Josh Gad, who also voiced Olaf in Frozen, voices the Western version of the movie. So you'll have to sail to the seas of Japan to see the cameo, or I guess buy a DVD and change the language on it. That's how people watch movies these days, right? Rumor has it that Capcom is working on a new Dead Rising game, according to multiple sources. It's said that this new game will see the main character, Frank West, head to Hollywood. A lot of fighting taking place in the massive enclosed movie studio lot, where the game's main villain makes West and other survivors take part in various trials in order to film the perfect movie. There's a lot of that schlocky B-movie DNA in the Dead Rising game, so, you know, it kind of fits in with the universe of this particular series.
We haven't actually had a brand new game in the zombie survival series since 2016. We did get Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster last year, but that was just a remake of the first one. Capcom did say last year that they were working on reactivating dormant games, and through a survey, asked fans what franchises they wanted to see return. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, which has been involved in a planned buyout of EA, is reportedly under financial stress. The New York Times is reporting that this is due to a number of projects that aren't video game related. Despite this, a spokesperson for the PIF, Marwan Bakrali, told the newspaper that it had $60 billion in cash as well as other instruments financially.
The deal for EA is yet to complete, still needing to be approved by the regulator. And if it goes through, it'll be the largest ever leveraged buyout in history. And while EA still remains profitable at the moment, I hope that the PIF money doesn't end up shaping the future there of the company to one that prioritizes short-term revenue with DLC that seems relatively pointless or turns into pay-to-win content. The other fear that I have is when you do a big buyout like this, that studios often get reorganized, which is kind of slang for people losing their jobs. So we'll just have to see what happens with this one.
That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Skate Your Way Out of Hell in Skate Story. After making a deal with the devil, you, a demon, must be skating to the moon, swallow it, and then you'll be freed. Ollie and Kickflip for your way through the empty lands, trying to save yourself and other tortured souls along the way. It's out on the 8th of December on PlayStation 5. Nintendo Switch 2 and PC, and keep an eye on sifter.com.au for a review.
Unbeatable is a fun new anime-inspired rhythm game where music is illegal and you do crimes. Players beat and follow her and her band as they try to make it big, playing heaps of concerts while dodging cops at the same time. This looks pretty cool, and it'll be out on the 9th on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S.
Jump back into the classic world of Terminator in Terminator 2D No Fate. Retelling part of the story of Terminator 2, the arcade action game blends iconic scenes from the film as well as some original scenarios and multiple endings. It's also got some pretty cool retro pixel art. So that's out on the 12th on PC, Switch, and PlayStation 4, as well as 5 and the Xbox Series X.
And you can alternate between a girl and a golem in Hell Chemist. Take down enemies in a fallen kingdom as Mercury with the help of Golem Hando. The game has great music and the tag team platforming looks so much fun. It comes out in early access on PC on the 11th.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And my name is Gianni De Giovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
This week on sifter.com.au, Megan looked at Australian rhythm game Bits and Bops and how musical theory informs the gameplay. Gianni, you've been playing a brand new Game Boy Color game, Feed It Souls. And Kat has been playing the absolute nuts Tinker's Goose 4 review. It's an absolutely hilarious review, so I definitely recommend you having a read through that one. There are lots of stories as well to read on our website, so make sure you visit sifter.com.au for more.
Sifter is produced by Fiona Bartholomaeus, Naomi Jackson, Kat John, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer who's edited this episode. My name is Gianni Di Giovanni. I'm Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, I'm Chris Button, and on the latest episode of Lightmap, Noel Berry and Maddie Thorson, developers of the beloved platformer Celeste, look back at the massive impact of their indie hit.
Like, when we release a game, we don't fully understand it.
right? Like we have our concept of what it is and what we think is special about it, and we put it out there. And then through other people playing it and talking about it and all sorts of stuff, we learn more about it and ourselves. Like to me, that feels like the goal of making art.
If you're making stuff and putting it out there intentionally, you want people to react to it and perceive it and see what it means to them. It's not really yours anymore.
The place it takes in the stream. The Gaia stream from Final Fantasy VII. Yeah.
You can get every episode of Light Map for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or our website, sifter.com.au, or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.